This is an oil painting that is oriented vertically. At the center of the painting is a large black oval form that is dark in color, with black at the very center and dark gray around its edge. Around this dark central form are the figures of nine people who are painted along the left, top, and right edge of the oval. The background is light and medium gray. The figures are different sizes and each is painted in a different color, including light blue, dark blue, pink, purple, and green. The figures do not have distinguishing features. They are more of an outline of a human form and filled in with varying solid colors, and each one is decorated with one small heart on the torso. In the lower left corner of the composition, one navy blue figure stands and faces toward the dark center of the painting. This figure is outlined in black and has a small white heart on their back. They are the darkest figure and the only one who appears to be standing still and looking into the dark void at the center of the painting. Their feet are cropped by the edge of the canvas, which makes this figure feel close to us as we are in front of the artwork. Directly above this dark figure, on the left side of the composition, is a vibrant royal blue figure with one leg stepping forward toward the center. Outlined in a lighter bright blue, this figure appears to be levitating off of the gray surface. Above and to the right is a bright red figure outlined in orange. Both legs are bent and the figure appears to be walking in the direction of the right edge of the painting. The outline on the back of the figure is blurred and extended outward as though the figure is moving quickly. Continuing clockwise around the dark central oval, two figures, one purple and one green, appear to walk quickly in the opposite direction along the top of the composition. Along the right side of the composition, a purple figure and a blue figure overlap, appearing to be close together as they walk toward the right edge of the composition. Just below, a light pink figure with a blurred red outline appears to be moving toward the center. At the lower right edge is the ninth and final figure. They are rusty orange with a bright yellow outline. This figure is larger than the others and appears to be walking out of the painting since the front edge of their body is cut off by the right edge of the painting and their feet are cut off by the bottom edge. This figure feels closest to the audience for these reasons. There are no figures at the bottom center edge of the composition, which makes it feel like we, as the audience, are standing in this spot and looking into the dark void. From this position, the navy blue figure stands to our left and the large orange figure is on our right, walking out of the scene.
Sharing further beyond this, I would like to add, this image is full of mood and atmosphere. The artist, Aaliyah Wilson, said there was an early surrealist influence, saying, "I just wanted to make an environment. I wanted to use the idea of surrealism that was fake, but felt real." End quote. Dreamscapes were of interest to surrealist painters. There is a place where our unconscious and innermost feelings can be accessed. We are left only to speculate about them, and likewise about what lies in the distance of this painting. Ghost-like and floating figures with no real sense of groundedness move about in this world. Our access to what we are seeing only reveals how much is left unknown.